And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Fast Night. Dr. Michael Halleck, a professor of medicine, physiology, biophysics at the Boston University School of Medicine, who has also revolutionized the understanding of vitamin D and its role in disease prevention. He's received the Linus Pauling Institute Prize for Health Research, and here he is on Coast to Coast. Michael, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Good, good. You know, I've just been taking, over the last couple months, vitamin D3. Is that okay, and what is it?
Sure. Vitamin D is made in your skin from exposure to sunlight, and it's also found naturally in salmon, for example, as well as in cod liver oil. And it's very important for bone health and for overall health and well-being.
So this is pretty darn important stuff, Michael, isn't it?
Well, it turns out that, you know, your listeners may be wondering, how is it possible that vitamin D can decrease risk of autoimmune diseases like type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, reduce risk of cancers, reduce risk of infectious diseases? The reason is that every tissue and cell in your body has a vitamin D receptor, which means that every tissue and cell in your body needs vitamin D. There's good evidence now that up to one-sixth of the human genome, up to almost 2,000 genes in your body, are directly or indirectly controlled by vitamin D.
What happens if there's no sunlight for a week or two, or there's a lot of rain? Do you still get that ultraviolet
light? Mother Nature has been very clever because throughout evolution, humans have always depended on sun for their vitamin D requirement. And it turns out that as people migrated north and south of the equator, they lost their skin pigment, most likely so that they can make enough vitamin D. We also know that if you live above Atlanta, Georgia, you can't make any vitamin D in the winter. So to answer your question, we now recognize that vitamin D, being fat-soluble, when it's made in your skin or you ingest it in your diet, you store it in your body fat. And at times when it's raining outside or in the wintertime, if you have normal weight, you actually, as you're using that fat, release the vitamin D back into your body so that your body can have an adequate amount of vitamin D. This turns out, however, to be a problem for obese people because vitamin D sticks in the fat. It can't get back out. And so we know that obese people are at very high risk of vitamin D deficiency. And to correct that deficiency, they need 2 to 3 times more vitamin D than a normal weighted individual. We think that vitamin D may be one of the oldest hormones made on this earth.
And obviously necessary.
Well, not only necessary, but it's been suggested by me and others that it's quite possible that one of the reasons for the demise of the dinosaurs is that once that asteroid hit the Earth and it caused that pall of pollution and
all the rest, they
couldn't make any vitamin D. They would have had muscle weakness, severe bone problems. It would have been very devastating for them, on top of the fact that they had less food and it was cold. And that is, we knew over 100 years ago that people that had tuberculosis, if they were put out in the sunlight, so that's why solariums were developed, that they got better. And we could never understand why, although we always thought that there was a vitamin D connection. And
there
they demonstrated that immune cells need vitamin D to fight infections.
Well, to make a long story short, it turned out that I had multiple myeloma, which is cancer of the plasma cells of the blood, and that was eating holes in my bones from the inside out. And why was it that that caused me so much pain? Because if I would stop the calcium with the vitamin D, the pain went away. But I'm glad I took it because it helped find the cancer, but I had increased pain when I took the calcium with the vitamin D. Could you explain why that might be?
Unfortunately, I don't have any idea. It's just possible that, you know, when you were starting the calcium and vitamin D, that the disease just became more active. But I'm not sure that it was due to your calcium and vitamin D. I mean, I give I see patients with multiple myeloma, and we make sure that they get enough calcium and vitamin D because it helps to maintain their bones, because the multiple myeloma definitely can chew up your bones and cause you to fracture.